on June 2nd, 1933, a train load of CC destined for the Williams Fork, and the train had pulled into Williams, into Partial, and part of the lieutenant and some others had started on up towards the campsite, and they decided to change the orders and send them back to Tabernash. And on the train there was 185 green CC enrollees, no foreman.
Where did they come from?
Mostly from Oklahoma, or some of them from, all over, in fact, but most of them were from Oklahoma and Texas, down in that country. And they had one corporal and one sergeant and a lieutenant. Lieutenant was very about useless as far as knowing anything about handling, getting anything done. And they had a doctor along with them. Also had their food and tents and bedding and everything. There were 7 coach loads of bedding. So we got them turned around and got them back to Tabernash about 11 a.m. And we had 3 old broken down rented Hertz trucks to unload the train and the 7 baggage coaches.
And three coaches full of bedding.
Yeah, about 3 coaches full of bedding, yeah. We had to issue the bedding to, well, first we couldn't get to the camp where we was going. There was too much snow, so we strung them out along the creek on the road going up there, and we had to string them out pretty much because there wasn't enough room. And we set up 5 of those big hospital tents. There were 3 of us that knew how to start doing the job, and of course we used the other kids there. And I had 2 men working for me, Thorwell Olson and his son, and they cut tent stakes and poles and stuff like that, so we knew, had someone to do that. We got had a load of hay hauled in there, or baled hay, to sprinkle out for and make bedding for them. And we issued the bedding and fed them, and we were finished up about midnight. Hmm. Had the boys bedded down as later on, the next year, of course, we had the camps built, and we also had the foreman. Regional Forester Dave Nardwell was one of the CC foremen in this camp, and Johnny Johnson came back to be the superintendent in the camp during the summer. But and Dave and I had the side camps, and which later on they wouldn't allow. They had to all be in there, and we used them up on the trail up on Arapahoe Creek and places like that.
Now they did what, their work?
Their work consisted mostly of thinning. We cleaned up along the logs along Berthet Pass Road to the top, and they did some campground work. And the camp that Dave Nardwell had, we used them on the trail during that summer.
Did they work on that big thinning between Williams Fork and Pease Creek, just above the Horseshoe Station?
No. The only thinning was done was along Meadow Creek.
I've heard that referred to as a CCC thinning, and I thought maybe the same bunch.
They didn't do that. And also to help build the road on up, or rebuild the old road up to the old Western Box sawmill up on Meadow Creek.
Do you have any equipment, or is that all pick and shovel work?
Pick and shovel work. Mm-hmm. No, it is all pick and shovel work.
Well, I was lucky. I had a 25 horse, or 25, number 25 Alice Chalmers bulldozer.
Oh. No.
A pretty light machine, but it was all right. Well, they worked on campgrounds too, didn't they?
Yes, some, but not too much. We had them on several fires. There's one fire there during that summer. A train coming up from Fraser set three different fires, and they coming up, and one of them ran out there just by where present Hideaway Park is. And I had a crew of them in there myself in there, and the fire crowned, and that fire come over us, oh, at least 100 feet. I saw it was the minute they did that and exploded that way. We were about 150 yards from the railroad right away, and I told them to drop their tools and get the hell out of there and follow me. And we hit for the railroad track and let her go. The road down there stopped the fire. Mm-hmm. We afterwards got out on the side of it and pinched it in. So, and the other fires ran out into the meadow and more or less stopped themselves before we could get them. They weren't so dangerous, so the crews that they sent up there was the ones that was on that upper fire mostly. Then afterwards, of course, we used them on. And they also helped clean up some of the old flumes that used to go down to the Western Vaux Mill. I might state, thinking back there, when the first summer in 1926, when I was up there, I scaled the last logs that came down the St. Louis Creek Flume to the old Stephen Barr sawmill. And that were, after that, why the old flume was never used again.
Mm-hmm. What did you think of the boys? Were they good workers?
Yes. The boys we had, where they had good leadership, were good men.
Mm-hmm.
We had very few that was, and the trouble when they first started there, I guess the same as everywhere, they didn't have enough proteins. It was too much. Well, I think they were trying to feed them on 19 or 23 cents, I forget, the day. Mm-hmm. And it just couldn't be done in a mountain country.
No, that's right. It takes food to turn out work.
Those the food, there was too much starches in that. And
well, you figured then at the end of the season that the CCC work was pretty successful.
Yeah,
that's my impression.
Yeah.
It
was planned and where they we could use them, where there's some effective. Of course, some of it was not too effective work. No.
Well, they let me put outside camps. In fact, we had some, 75 miles from the main camp, where that is by road to get to it. And I always felt that those were very successful to get the boys out there in a group of 25 or 30, maybe, and they can do a lot of work.
Well, had to be packed in.
Oh.
They were, and that was one objections there that they had to it, because they couldn't get to them with the trucks.
Well, we had road access, but it was sometimes a long, long ways around. But they put in roads to overcome that very problem.
During that time, I was scaling about 3.5 million feet and marking of timber on that district without any help. And it was I guess I can't think.
Now, Leo, preceding the CCC work, there were some other programs, work programs, one of which was NIRA, NIRA, we all refer to it, the NIRA work program. You have some, I believe you were telling me some stories about that. Now, you're on.
So, well, we had some trail work that needed to be done, and under the NIRA program, we had to pay union wages to the men, and it had to be local men that were in need of work. So we had to pick of some very good men, and among them was an ex-Woods boss, old Gus Severine, was a famous character around there, and I had a man named Jim Short who as cook in the camp, and who afterwards opened up and established the La Casa Cafe, which was famous for a number of years here. And this camp was back up the trail. Everything had to be packed in, and we charged them at that time, the men, I think a dollar and a quarter a day for food, but they could have anything that they wanted. In fact, Jim Short fed them T-bone steaks until they hollered and wanted some boiled meat. Every week we would send up a hind quarter and a loin, beef loin, and a couple pork loins, fresh, sometimes fresh pork, all the fruits in season, and even cantaloupes and stuff like that was packed into this camp. And at the mealtime or at night and for dessert, why, the crew had a choice of two or three different kinds of pie and sometimes other desserts. Jim was a very good cook. He had three Kimmel camp stoves that he was cooking on in the cook tent. And we had tables made. We made our tables by tacking the lath to pieces of canvas, and it could be rolled out, and then oilcloth then put on top of them, and bench seats, and which are very comfortable.
Those were standard in the fire camps in the old days.
You
put up two poles and then roll this.
Yeah, run it on. And we got an exceedingly large amount of work done during that time. One of these men that afterwards that worked on that trail had a half section of land where the Tabernash campground now is, and he wished to get some money out of it, so I offered him, I thought we could get at least a dollar and a quarter an acre through exchange for it for timber on a going sale. So that was agreeable with him, and so I surveyed it out all alone. I had to pace it outside of making my tie from about a mile away from a section, known section corner, which I used steel pins and keep pulling my tape up and walking back in order to be sure that I had the right place to start. And then I paced it off, made the maps, report, and everything. And as far as I know, there was never anything else changed on it. It went through the regional office, onto the Washington office, and back, and the sale was consummated. And today you have the large Tabernash camp in that, on that area.